This special sports coverage of Indian baseball is brought to you on Community Mind Sports Coverage. Now we send the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
There, Bubba. How about now? Test 1, 2. We're on.
Testing 1, 2. Welcome,
my friend. Yeah, I'm doing great, Bobby.
Welcome to Four Recovery Radio,
Indian fans, and welcome to District Baseball here at Elite, Ohio, at Ed Sandy Field. It's going to be an interesting afternoon here, Bobby. We got a beautiful afternoon. Field looks great. We're getting ready for District Baseball.
That's right, Calby. It's the Coldwater Cavaliers, 21-6, number 2 ranked team in Division 3. Ohio. They come in 9-0 in the league this year, won the MAC again and against the Indians. The Indians come in 12-12, and we know what we're playing here. We're playing one of the best programs in the state.
Without a doubt,
we're going to have to play a perfect game of baseball to advance.
And we talked about it on the way here, Bob, and we're facing a kid that we've faced now 3 times here.
No, he's not pitching.
Yeah. Cole's not pitching tonight? Is that right? So when he's pitching?
Yeah.
I'll be dang.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we have not pitched. You know that?
Nope.
So that'll be something different for the Indians right there. Pretty interesting right there. I figured for sure he would have Cole on the mound. He's probably ready to come.
Is
that right?
I figured they'd keep him.
Yeah. Well, that's all good. Yeah. We'll see what happens here. Infield. No, I can't imagine they're super tight. They're probably loose and ready to play baseball. And like you said, we just got to play a defensive gem.
Yeah, and we talked on Sports Talk last night about getting off to a good start and playing good defense. And we've noticed this year, County, defensively, we have struggled. And we got to support Riley Post. Riley Post he's a gamer.
Without a doubt.
And in a game like this, he won't be intimidated. We just got to help him.
Yeah, we got to make plays when the play is available. But when the ball's hit to you, scoop it up, fire it over to first, let's get it out. And that's what Riley's going to want, and that's what he needs. So I'm looking forward to it.
Copy. We played these guys earlier this year at Fort Recovery, and both of us were undefeated in the MAC, and it was really the stretch where where we got into the meat of our schedule.
Yes.
And we played them at home in a game that was just kind of a miserable night, but we battled. We lost 2-0.
Right.
Game was shortened by rain. But you know what? In that game right there alone, it showed that we can compete.
We had
2 runners thrown out to play. We, Grant, they had the bases loaded in the 6th inning when the rains came, and who knows what would have happened.
Exactly.
But for what we played there, they did play them solid. We have the type of team that we come out there, we'll swing the bats, and
I was just going to say, our batting has been improved, and we look not so much just necessarily at the strikeouts, but that has improved immensely this year compared to our last couple of years as far as an average of strikeouts per game, and that is something. At least we're putting the ball in play, we're making them feel it, we're making them make a play, and hopefully today we'll do the same thing. We'll keep the bats rolling.
That's right, Cubby. Jerry always does. He mixed it up a little bit today. Go with the Indian lineup. Leading off is pitcher Riley Post, batting second. Second baseman Kobe Wendell, batting third for the Indians. This is shortstop Ryan Post. Ian Homan bats fourth. He's playing first base. Joe Homan is DHing. He is batting fifth. Brock Deuce is playing third base for Joe. Garrett Fowler's your catcher, batting sixth. Cody Shinnerberry, right field, batting ninth. Owen Shane's a left fielder, batting eighth. And Regan Martin, back from his 2-game suspension, playing center field, batting ninth. Cavalier lineup looks like this. Austin Reithman leads off. He's their catcher. Miles Blasingame plays third base. He bats second. Jacob Winning pitches, batting third. Noah Miller, first baseman, batting fourth. Jake Hemmelgarten, shortstop, batting fifth. Cole Frilling, second base, batting sixth. Will Broering, DH for is it Hurtko?
Yep, Hurtko.
Yep. And then Ross Weigel's batting eighth, playing left field. And Zach McKibben, center fielder. Coach Brian Hardeman. And the Mighty Cavaliers. As I said, they come in 21-6, 9-0 in the MAC against our Indians. And Calpe, it's a
21-6, and I think they lost their first three ball games. It's not four.
I think you're right. And they're a senior-dominated team against a bunch of pups.
Well, I think it's going to be one of those ball games where... I was just talking to our fans over there before I walked in, and I said, I just don't want to get down early. I don't want to get down early, and I don't want to play catch-up.
Yep.
Not to say I want a five-run lead. Obviously, we do, but I just don't want to get down and have to play catch-up. I want to keep the pressure on and have the ability and have a chance late in this game to get a victory.
Copy. This is the first of two here today for the district semifinals. Coldwater and Fort Kerry, they get a first pitch at 2 o'clock. Second game today is Liberty Benton versus Ottawa Glendorf at 4:15, or 30 minutes after the completion. This game. And then the winners, we'd love to come back here Saturday at noon, for a chance at that district championship. It looks like, well, I can see Trent Beckman's one of the umpires.
Yep, right? I see Trent.
Yeah.
So, three umpires here for the district ball game. They put two of them down in third base and first base line.
Beautiful facility here, anybody.
Oh, I tell you what. You know, I forgot about I was looking at their dirt. Stuff. They've got a lot of, I should call it pea gravel. It's a little smaller than that behind the plate, and that's all dried up nice, and the diamond looks great. I don't know if they covered it or not, but, man, it drains nice. The outfield looks perfect, and we're ready to play baseball. Looks like WOSN is here. We're going to have that game on TV also, Bob.
Yeah, and the guys doing it beside us, WCSN, is doing a radio voice. They're going to be on WCSN, so we'll get when that game's going to be on. Mom and Dad's going to watch that.
Looks to me like the Cavaliers are the home team. Probably lead maybe his home team, Bobby. That's the way it rolls,
I believe. Yep.
So Indians get the first crack at it. Riley Post going to lead us off, and we got to get that young man. You know, he's been. They struggle. Just hasn't been getting them to fall. You know, he's been putting them in play and hitting them hard, and they just seem to be right at somebody every time. I'd love to see him get. I have no troubles moving Ryan to third spot. You know, he's been hitting the ball. We talked about him on the way here, batting close to 400. It's kind of exciting, you know.
I look
forward to it.
Let's take a break. We're going to have the national anthem, and we'll come back with the first pitch. Indian baseball on Fort Kerry Radio.
Conquer whatever task lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency. Missions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Family today and apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
It's time for supper and you don't have time to cook. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them make it for you. Let everybody choose from their great pizza, wings, subs, sandwiches, and fried goodies, then just drive through and pick it up. And don't forget about their pizza and wing buffet with salad bar on Fridays at lunch. Call them now to reserve lanes for your birthday parties and ask about their special bowling packages. Miracle Lanes, open Wednesday through Sunday. Your first choice for fun. Call 375-4274. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at Fort Recovery Radio at Outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. Installing waterways and building pads to needs, or do you need some clear hauling needs as well? Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I am Harold Beale, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all maintenance is on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory app. See what you're looking for. I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your...
Hello, I'm Kenny.
All right, welcome back, Ed. We're here in Elida, Ohio, getting ready for district baseball. Fort Recovery Indians taking on the Coldwater Cavaliers in the district semifinals. Like Bobby said, they got the Ottawa Glandorf. And who we got second game? Ottawa Liberty Benton. Next game, winner of this game, will play them on Saturday. So we're looking forward to coming back here and bringing you one more ball game at least. It'll be a big game here. We got the wind pretty much blowing straight out of left field. Probably sustained 15 mile an hour, if not 20, Bob.
And yeah,
it'll make a little difference here for the Indians and make a little difference here for the Cavaliers.
You, Cabo, we have to congratulate a lot of Fort Recovery athletes that I think Neil has a list over there somewhere. If you look,
of all the kids that made it,
I think he had something going on. But tomorrow, folks, the boys track and field comes on. Track events are at 6:30. Fort Recovery airtime is 6:15. 6:15 will be on the air tomorrow. So that was original 5 o'clock, but it is now 6:15. And then once again, if the Indians win today, we're going to be here at noon for the district final against winner in Liberty Benton OG game. And then next week, Friday and Saturday, it's Jesse Owens Stadium for the track. Track events start at 9:30, and we already know that we got a couple people that's already in. We have the girls' relay teams in, and Jared Timmerman's also in. And I got a feeling before it's all said and done, we're going to have some more people qualify for state.
Oh, I think so. I think so. It's been a, you know, you said something there Saturday night. You guys stopped over, and we were sitting on the back porch, and you said that Waynesfield-Goshen won the state one year with one person.
One.
How about
right.
that?
Amazing.
Listen, I talked about that after you guys left. I said, I don't know if Bobby was crazy on that or if that was for real, but he, that's pretty impressive right there, isn't it?
That is exactly
awesome.
Right. That's pretty cool.
We're about ready for first pitch.
Yep,
buddy.
Cavaliers taking the field. Introduced. And
how do we think the Indians and Jerry switching lineup up a little bit?
Well, you know, it gives a little bit of motivation, and if it makes a couple more hits, I'm all for it.
Well, I think his philosophy is that get Ryan Post, who's swinging the hottest bat in the lineup,
with a chance to drive it nuts.
Exactly.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, pretty simple.
The only list I saw here before was some of the senior awards here that some of these kids won their seniors.
Yes,
that's what it was. Yeah, congratulations to those track. The coach and Coach Mason, and that's been so cool to see. We must be fast, you know?
Some fast kids.
Man, oh man.
I mean, you wasn't that fast.
Yeah. We were distance runners.
Yeah.
We weren't sprinters.
Thoroughbreds.
Yeah.
419-852-9201 if you're listening, we'd love to give you a shout out. We love bringing Indian baseball.
For I know there's a couple places we're going to be on the air today. And shout out to the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry. They're rooting for the Indians. Yeah, they may not admit that, but I can tell they're in purple and white today. Yep. They're going to be listening there. My boys got it turned on there. They're working over at the bank, so... Feely heading down to first base. Somebody looks at that one. That's going to be outside for a ball. One ball, one strike, one out here, top of the first inning. Ryan Post on deck, followed by Ian Homan. That is a rock it right down over the third baseman's head, and that's going to be a one-out single by Kobe Wendell. Hard hit ball right there, and that's going to bring our number three hitter, Ryan Post, to the plate.
Well, you know what? We were sitting out the bull and I Friday night after the game, and Jerry was talking about how Kobe is swinging that bat, making contact, and I think that's one of the reasons he put him in that two-hole.
Well, he moved him up. He was down on the eight-hole or seven-hole, and heck yeah, let's get him up there, move him around. So here comes Ryan Post. He's coming to the plate. Big hole down the right field line if he can get a hold of one and pull it. First pitch taken in. Back at the knees. Time called by Ryan.
It is not letting me get on the game changer. I'm sure I got to do something different here.
There's a ground ball up the middle.
Trouble.
Shortstop's going to step on second. He's going to fire over to first, and that's going to be a 6-3 double play, unassisted. So the Indians get one on. They get a base hit. Nothing to show for it. We go to the bottom of the first. No score.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe. Tractor sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, latte, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the second inning. Cavaliers going to come up with Reithman blasting game and winning first three batters here. Nothing ball game here so far. Indians did pick up a one-out hit with Kobe Wendell with a nice rocket over the third baseman's head. And Ryan finished the inning off with a tailor-made double play. Shortstop picks it up right at the bag, steps on two, fires the first. Tailor-made. So the Indians are going to go out there and play defense for the first time. Defense looks like this. We got Cheney out there and left. We got I can't think of his first name right now. Help me out,
brother.
No, Regan. Martin. We got Regan out center field. And we got Cody Cineberry out and right. Big rally on the mound, getting ready to fling her in there to old Garrett. First pitch, take it in there. As A.C. Rack, right on the outside edge, good start. Catcher for the Cavaliers, Reithman at the plate. That was taken low and outside for a ball. Infield looks like this. We got Deuce at third, Ryan Post at short, Kobe at second, and Ian over at first base.
Freshman, sophomore, junior.
Yes, sir. Some young Indians out there, that's for sure. The pitch taken a little bit low for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Nobody out here. Bottom of the second inning. Leadoff man for the Cavaliers. That was taken a little low, too. 3-1 now. Probably taking this pitch, and he does. Takes a strike right at the belt. That's 3-2. Don't get fancy here. Let's just throw him a straight ball and make him put it in play. There's a fastball too low. That's going to be ball four. So the leadoff man is on, and that's going to bring Blasting Game to the plate. Third baseman here for the Cavaliers.
Is Riley hurt, or what's he?
I didn't see Bobby. I was looking down here at the book. I look up, wanted to see where Ducey was playing. He's only a step or two in on the grass. My opinion, he has to get in a little further. He's going to make it for a play at first base. He's got to get in. If He lays down a bunt, which he does. Right back to Riley. Riley comes up with it, looks over at second, and then decides to go to first base.
He had trouble getting out of his glove cover. He was going to turn and crank
to second. Kobe over there waiting on it. So a nice sacrifice bunt by Blasingame, and that's going to bring Jacob Winning up with one out here and a runner in scoring position.
Jacob is he's just a good athlete.
He is.
He's on the basketball court, good in football, heck of a baseball player. Three-sport star. How about that?
There you go.
This is what I like to see.
The ball stays up.
You know what? There's a reason why I'm in the booth and not playing.
Sell yourself short, brother. That's for sure. Runner at second. Here's a curveball swung on and tipped foul. Oh, we got Pudge. Aces Wild.
Hey, did you by any chance happen to see on the video on Facebook of the guy hitting the ball? The guy hitting the ball off the table. The young kid. It was a drill that just, and he just hits line shots. The ball sitting around on like a desk, a table. Yeah. Hits line shots.
Make it swing level. Is that what that tip? Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
That pitch taking a little bit inside. Two balls and a strike. Here's a curveball. Goes outside. Now it's 3-1. One away here. Bottom of the first inning. No score. Not really. Here's a nice pitch right there, taking it to knees for a strike. Makes it 3-2.
Cavs being patient at the plate, making Riley throw strikes.
Yeah, I think they know, Bob, that our relief pitcher is probably Ryan Post, and they're just going to make Riley work. That one's going to be taken a little bit low, and that's going to be walk number two in the inning for Riley Post, and Winning goes down to first. So now we got runners at first and second. We got one out, and that's going to bring the number four in the cleanup hitter. The first baseman, Noah Miller. Pickbell left-hander stands in the old box.
I think he's taking all the way here.
Well, I think he's going to wait for a strike. There's no doubt about it.
Nope.
Swings at the first pitch and drives it up towards the right field. Kobe comes up with it, and he's going to fire it home, and it's going to be a high one, and it's going to get over Garrett's head. Now we're going to score another run, and it's going to make it a 2-0 ball game in favor of the Coldwater Cavaliers. So a base hit by Noah Miller. He ends up on second base after Indians throw it around a little bit.
That's what we talked about, throwing the ball around. We got an air off get-go. Cody come firing home and airmailed.
Yeah, we could see it was high from the get-go. Winning comes all the way around from first, and he's going to score to make it a 2-0 ball game.
Jerry's going to have to talk to his young pitcher right now. That's going to be a hit.
Could he come up with that, and I could just see from the get-go he was going to crank on that and bring it home. And he may have had a shot at it if he'd have got the ball down, but obviously wouldn't have scored an extra run, but that is an error on Cody out there in the outfield. Jerry coming back here into the dugout. And he's now trailed 2-0. So now the number five hitter, Jake Himmelgarn, comes to the plate to shortstop. Runner at second. Still got one out. That one's taken a little bit high and outside. That one's taken high at the numbers. Two balls, no strikes. Two runs across the plate so far at the bottom of the first inning. 2-0 ball game in favor of the orange and black, the Cavaliers. Pickoff play right there, back to second. He's back in time. No count now. That one's taking high, too. Here comes the pitch. It's taken way outside. Four straight pitches, four straight balls, and that's going to be walk number three for Riley Post. So that's going to another runner on, and now we got runners at first and second. Looks like we're going to have a pinch runner here in the first inning. Somebody's getting ready, grabbing the helmet, coming out of the old dugout. See, we got there, number nine.
Number nine, Bill Plummer. Bill Plummer.
Justin Harding's, I heard somebody say. Coming into the ball game, he's going to run for Miller, second base.
Was Bill Plummer number nine?
Bill Plummer, I don't know. Joey Votto's 19.
Joey Votto couldn't play for Fort Recovery right now.
He's kind of a squatter when he gets to the plate. I don't know if you notice he gets down.
What's wrong with it?
I don't hear it. I don't get it when it gets to that plate. Unbelievable.
We need an out, boys.
We need an out bad. We got one here in the bottom of the first. Two runs across the plate. Riley having some struggles with his command, and that's it. Pretty hard out towards Regan Martin. Regan going on his horses. That's going to get past him and go out to the fence. One run's going to score. Looks like Harley's going to score the next run. It's going to be a throw coming home, and Garrett's going to have to hold him up right there. So stand-up double by Cole Frilling.
I don't know if it would have mattered. He took a bad angle at that ball, and he got past him. I maybe could have held him to a single, but ball was hit hard.
Ball was hit on the
Cavaliers. He's doing what Coldwater does. They're up 4-0.
Exactly what we talked about pregame, about not getting down early and have to play catch-up. So now, with four runs across the plate and only one out, and the bad thing is those four runs, three of them are walks. Here's a pitch taken a little bit high and outside. Runner at second with Cole Frilling. Will Brunier, batter, the DH. Ross Weigel on deck here for the Cavaliers. There's a nice pitch right there at the knees for a strike. Two balls and a strike, one away. Cavaliers so far with two hits, four runs. Here comes the pitch. There's a swing and a miss and an off-speeder. Here comes the pitch. That's swung on. That's going to be a lazy line drive to Ryan Post. Ryan comes up with it. He's going to fire over to Ian, and that's going to be an infield base hit. So it's to the backhand of Ryan. He comes over, makes a nice stop on it, turns, and he kind of fell to his knee. He popped up and fired over to first, and that's going to be another base hit for the Cavaliers. Frilling moves over to third. Now they got him on the corners, and Ross Weigel is the batter. Number eight hitter so far in the inning for the Cavaliers. Harley giving the signs to his batter. Indians going through their plays with runners on the corners. And that is a balk. Trent Beckman calls a balk right there. And that's going to move the runners up.
Trent Beckman, I think about everybody in the place knew it.
He just kind of came to a stop, and then he stopped again, and can't do that. So
Riley's lost his composure. I think he's lost it on the first at bat. Hang in there, young kid.
Yeah, he's going to hang in there. That's just taken inside. 5-0 ball game here in the bottom of the first inning. Cavaliers in front, runner in second, one out. That one swung on, and that's going to be one of those that jammed him and falls into play for a base hit. Kobe goes all the way out, and he has to get the baseball, and that's going to stop the runner at third base. So Brung over to third, Weigel with another base hit, and that's going to be base hit number 1, 2, 3, 4 for the Cavaliers.
That's going to be it for Riley. We're going to take a break. Come right back.
I think we're going to have a pitching change. That's right. We'll take a break, CP. We'll come back after the pitching change.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off the Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Alpha Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kopp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are complete. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Hi, we're back here getting ready for a new pitcher. Ryan Post going to come in here and take over for Riley Post, who only goes one-third of an inning. He gives up five runs. He's still in charge here. The two runners that's on base, he did give up four hits. He walked three. He had one strikeout. No, he had one out there with the sacrifice bunt. Posty looks like he's getting ready here. He's got a couple more pitches, and I think we're ready to go to the bat, which is going to be Zach McKibben, the center fielder for the Cavaliers. Looks like Garrett Fowler coming over to the dugout. Might have a little bit of catcher's gear troubles. He's got her fixed. He's heading back out to the full squat position. And now, here we go. Runners on the corners. Groing at third. Weigel over at first. First pitch in there low. And it's going to be ball one. Quick throw over to first base. Ninth batter of the inning here in the bottom of the first inning. There goes the runner. And that's taken for a strike. No throw down to second. Indians trail by five. Now we got two more runners in scoring position. Both runners will belong to Riley Post. Here comes the 1-1. That's swung on and popped up. Looks like our second baseman, Kobe Wendell's got it. And Riley comes over and makes the play in the win, and he makes the out. So McKibben pops her up to the shortstop for out number two. We roll back to the top here with Austin Reithman. He reached with a base on balls to lead the baseball game off here in the bottom of the first, and you come around to score.
Good job, Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan comes in, gets you out. Let's get out of this mess here. Never know. Yeah, nobody likes to give up five runs in the bottom of the first inning, but we got a lot of chances to swing that bat. So Reithman comes back in. Here comes the pitch that takes taken high. Here comes the pitch. 1-0 count. Two outs, bottom of the first. That one swung on and hit pretty hard out towards Regan Martin. Right at him. Regan comes up with it for out number three. But in the inning, they pick up five runs on four hits. We walk three. We have one error. And at the end of one in the Bucks, Cavaliers five, Indians nothing.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4888.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or prescription Restasis? Kalp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous serum eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many components which are not found in artificial tear products. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, we're back here, ready for the top of the second inning. Indians going to come up here, 4, 5, and 6. Joe Homan and Garrett Pollard, first three batters. We need to get a couple back, Bobby, and, yep. and we can't mess around here and try to wait. And you know, we scored 6 runs there and or 5 runs in the sixth inning against Elmwood the other night to win the sectional championship. And we don't want to wait that long in this ball game. You know, his hearts can't take it.
That's exactly right. Good job, Ryan Post, coming in and shutting him down. That could have been an even bigger inning. So
absolutely,
let's get a couple here, knock her down, get some momentum.
Yeah, just get a run or two here and see what happens. You know, and stepping in there, number 16, a junior first baseman. Ian comes up, swings at that first pitch, hits a nice ball over towards the shortstop. Tough play. I'll be dang. That was a great play by that shortstop out there. And he felt he got into that baby in the hole behind third base, and he turned and gunned it and fired a nice throw over to first base, and Ian's going to go out 6-3 for out number one. I thought for sure that was going to be
it. He just hit it too hard.
Nice play by the shortstop. So that's going to bring up Joe Homan. Joe had a big double the other night against New Bremen in the first inning. See if he can get a hold of one right here. Get us a base runner. That one swung on and knocked over the screen. Foul. One on one count. Garrett Fowler on deck for the Indians. Here comes a pitch. Slow curve ball. He gets a piece of it. Fouls it back to the screen. A lot of room behind home plate and that backstop back there. And if one gets past the catcher, I remember talking about it last year when we had Twaitsy pitching on the mound. And I think we did end up giving Coldwater a run on a pass ball. That one's fouled off down the third baseline.
Come on, Joe. Base hit here, kid.
Come on, 2-1. Garrett Fowler on deck. That one, he gets a piece of it. Stays in the game here. One ball, two strikes.
There's a long distance between home plate and that backstop.
For sure. That one's hit pretty hard out in left center. Left center for center fielder's coming over, and he's going to make a nice play on it. So that's going to be two up, two down. Yeah, he did. He hit her on the nuts, and then baby just went out there and held up a little bit for the center fielder to get over and make a play. So now Garrett Fowler, our catcher, is going to come to the plate, and Cody Shinneberry is going to be on deck. Nobody on. Wanting Melanus down here. Here comes the pitch. Slow curveball goes in there for a strike. Comes across the plate. Comes the 0-1. That's a hard hit ball out towards left center, and that's going to get between them, and that's going to go all the way to the fence. Garrett's going to go around in first, and he's going to fire into second base with a stand-up double. Nice piece of hitting right there by Garrett Fowler. Two-out double.
Boy, buddy.
That's a young man that's been coming on pretty good with the old ball bat, Bobby. So that's going to bring our lone senior, Cody Shinneberry, to the plate. Defense going to give him a lot of room to pull that ball down the right field line. That was inside. Nice block right there by Reithman. Garrett would have moved over to third easily on a pass ball. One ball, no strikes. That one's hit over towards the shortstop. Shortstop's going to come up with it. He's going to have to make a tough play over to the first baseman, and he'd be stupid, and he did. How about that? Nice play over there by the first baseman for the Cavaliers to come up with that tough throw, and the Indians pick up a hit, and again, nothing to show through it. So we're through 1.5, and the Cavaliers lead us 5-0.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
At Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and battery for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
All right, here we go. Getting ready for the bottom of the second inning. Cavaliers going to go up with 2-3-4, blasting game winning in Miller. First three batters here for the Cavaliers, leading 5-0. Cavaliers with 5 runs on 4 hits. Indians so far with 2 hits, but nothing to show for them. Indians going to have an inning here where we play tight defense, score no, you know. Doesn't have to be a 3-up, 3-downer, but it's going to have to be a goose egg on the old scoreboard, Bobby, and we have to get back in there and get those bats shaken up a little bit.
I'm with you, buddy.
Quite a few people rolling in here for the old ball game. Sidearm delivery from Ryan Post comes in there a little bit outside for a ball. That pitch coming in there and swung at, foul out of play. Blasting game has sacrificed Bunt in the first inning, and I remember him in the first game that we played him at Fort Recovery. That one's jam shot. All right. Over to Ducey at third. Ducey comes up with it, fires over to Ian, and that's going to be out number one. Nice play by Ducey down in third. Goes down 5-3. But, Bobby, do you remember he hit a line shot out to right field and Colin Ollagag down to first base, and Cody come up and threw him out at first base?
Sure.
And Harley took him out of the ball game, and he never played another second in that ball game. So, lesson learned right there for Mr. Blasting Game, and I'm sure he won't do that again. One up, one down. That's going to bring Jake Wayne to the plate.
Trouble with his mask.
Yep.
I see Colin grabbing a new one down there in the old press area.
Yes, sir. I saw Shaunzi here somewhere.
Shaunzi's, oh yeah, I bet Shaunzi's here. At Sandy Field, nice place up here. We're in the press box up here, perched on the third base line, and we got about as good a seat as you could have to watch a baseball game.
Slow off speed curveball, it goes a little bit outside. Here comes the 1-0. Just misses outside at the knees. 2 balls in those tracks. One away here. Bottom of the second inning. Cavaliers lead 5-0. Boy, that one looked good right there to me. That must have been a little bit outside, too, from our angle. It looked like a perfect pitch, and it's 3-0. 3-0 pitch comes in there, and that's going to be taken inside for a ball. So a 1-out walk for Dick Winning. That's his second walk of the ball game, and he goes back down to first base, and that's going to bring Noah Miller to the plate. Noah Miller had a single the last time, ended up on second on the air by Cody Shinneberry. Runner at first.
day of school for kids?
Yep.
Today's the last day. So, what about your daughter?
Since they got some buds coming over tonight.
What about your oldest daughter? What's her game plan this summer?
She is going to stay at Pittsburgh and take summer school. There goes the runner. Garrett comes up with it. Fires over to second. Going to be a close play, and he's in there. Slid right below the tag. Nice throw down there by Garrett. So winning with a stolen base, and now he's out there, and he can be knocked in with a base hit by Miller. She's going to stay in Pittsburgh. She got a little job there. She's going to work in Pittsburgh and then also take summer classes, and so I won't get to see much of her. But she is actually coming home late tonight.
Is she really?
Yeah. Swing and a miss right there.
Holiday weekend?
Yep. She gets to come home, and then she has to be in school. Starts again on Monday for her, so, or Tuesday, I'm sorry. She'll go back here after Memorial Day. Come on, Ryan. Here comes a 1-1. That one swung on and foul over to the first base coach.
Cowboy, we interviewed the new basketball coach, Jim Melton, last night on Sports Talk with Bub and Fee. And he wasn't able to stop up. He went down and supported the track team.
Mm-hmm.
And called in, and we talked to him for 10-15 minutes. And seemed like a really good guy. And he's big on team. He's big on defense. But he's big on team bonding.
That's good. That one swung on and popped up. Looks like Riley Post going to take care of that one at shortstop position, and he does.
A little easier job handling that than he did the first one.
Yep. So two outs here, and that's going to bring Jake Himmelgarn to the plate. Jake reached on a base on balls in the first inning. Yeah, I'm anxious to meet the young man, and I was kind of hoping to catch a show last night, and things didn't work out. Didn't get to hear him. Go back to second.
Sounds like he's coached some pretty good players over the years.
Yeah, I saw that in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
He was at a big school in Indianapolis there for a while. So there goes the runner. Throw down here to third to Ducey, and he's going to be in there. So a nice lead and nice running by Jacob Wenning, and now he's over at third base with two outs.
For the bang banger, the kid's got good wheels, and he's got two absolutely perfect throws to second and third. But
two good jumps. Yeah, two good jumps by Wenning. There's a curveball, and that's over to Ducey. Ducey comes up with it, and he fires over to Ian, and that's going to be out number three. So a nice inning by the Deuce boy at third base. What is his name? Rock. There we go. I wanted to call him Bo. I knew that wasn't right.
You can call him Bo.
Call him Bo. I like that name.
I do too.
Bo Deuce. I love that. All right, we got three outs. We're through two complete. Cavaliers 5, Indians nothing.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management position, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, we're back at Ed Sandy Field getting ready for the top of the third inning. Indians are going to go to Owen Shane and Regan Martin, and then we roll back to the Thompson Riley Post. First three batters here for the Indians, who trail 5-0. Cavaliers with a 5-spotter in the bottom of the first inning, and that's all the runs we got to show in this ballgame so far, Bobby, and I hope the Indians can put a number up there on that scoreboard this inning.
We hit the ball.
Yeah.
We really have. We've hit some hard balls, and we got a couple hits, and let's go, Shane, and get us going here the bottom of the order.
Need to get that leadoff guy on here, get something going. Go home. You know, the Cavaliers was on a little bit of a skid there. They had lost a couple of games, and I know I talked to Jerry, and they just had one of those funks where they were hitting the ball, and that's a ground ball right back up to the pitcher. Pitcher comes up with it, fires over to first base, and that's going to go down 1-3 in the book.
I felt the ground shake.
That was the dugout.
That was the dugout?
Yeah.
Come on, Regan. My foot vibrated.
Dugout beast.
Right, them guys below us beating on the rafters.
Yep. Remember last year they had on bumblebees flying around here?
I do care. Remember that. You were a mess.
Not good with bees.
Ball taken outside for ball one. Martin back in the old ball game. He had a 2-game suspension. He got ejected from a ball game at Ben Logan. That must have been a crazy play. I didn't see it.
Fight, wasn't it?
And I don't think he got in a fight. He got in a fight with the catcher, I guess, a little bit as they collided at home plate. That one's taken low and outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike, one away here, top of the third inning. That one swung on pretty good. That might fall in there in right center, and it does. So a base hit by Regan Martin. And we're going to have a runner at first base, and we're going to roll the top to Riley Post. Riley Post popped up on the first pitch of the game, down to the first baseman. 0-for-1 so far in this ballgame.
Come on, Riley.
I know Jerry would like to. I mean, Regan's pretty fast. But when you're trailing by five,
yeah.
Here comes the pitch. That one's taken high. Fastball for ball one.
Why didn't he get your upper?
Yeah, he can crank it.
I'll bet you.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Did a big hit here by number three, O'Reilly Post. Here comes the 1-0. Taking on the outside edge for a strike. One ball, one strike, one away here in the top of the third inning. Indians trail by five. And he string a few hits together here, my man. Just a throw back over to first. Now it just seems like, you know, the Cavaliers are playing now. They're playing loose, and now we're going to play comeback. And
yep.
One of the things that we didn't want to do here in this ball game, we wanted to stay relaxed and just go out there and hit the ball, and now we're pressing their score runs. And, well, that was a little check swing, and that's going to be popped up.
He didn't run this one either.
He didn't run this one either.
How can you bat two times and not run either one of them out?
I don't know. Both of them fair territory down to the first baseman.
Look at Jerry. He just, I don't understand. I mean, I don't understand. I don't get it. But first time he popped it up and went right back to the dugout.
Yep.
And that one there, he never moved.
So with two outs, there goes the runner. Hit and run was on. Kobe, and that throws down to second, and that's going to be thrown out at second base. So Regan gets thrown out trying to steal. So it's going to be three up, three down, the unconventional way. Jerry talking to his young runner. And that's going to do us. After 2.5 in the books, Cavaliers 5, Indians 0.
It's time for supper and you don't have time to cook. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them make it for you. Let everybody choose from their great pizza, wings, subs, sandwiches, and fried goodies, then just drive through and pick it up. And don't forget about their pizza and wing buffet with salad bar on Fridays at lunch. Call them now to reserve lanes for your birthday parties and ask about their special bowling packages. Miracle Lanes, open Wednesday through Sunday. Your first choice for food and fun. Call them at 375-4274.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the third inning. Indians have picked up a hit every time they've come to the plate, Bobby, and we got three hits. We just can't string anything together. I hear fire trucks.
Sounds like there might be a button.
They're coming right in here. fire trucks.
Yeah.
What's going on?
My grandson's be fired up.
I'm sure you want to jump out here and follow me. Yeah, you're a siren chaser, ain't you?
I am. I got issues.
All right, there's a hard-hit ball. Right out to Regan Martin to lead off the bottom of the third inning. Cole Frilling, who hit a hard one in the first inning, he comes up and hits another one by Roddy Regan this time, and that's going to be one up, one down. So Will Broing is going to come up, the DH. He had a base hit in the first inning. He's followed by Ross Weigel here with one out, bottom of the third. There's a nice bunt. Posey comes off the mound. Oh, he misplays it.
Wormsy bunt.
Son of a gun. How about that play? Right hand, plenty of time. He put his glove down, and it rolled right underneath his glove, and I'm going to have to go E1 on that one, Bobby.
Sneaky pass.
Yep.
Pinch runner here. 22, Dan Dries.
Pinch runner. Looks good for his age, you know that?
Dan Dreesen. Danny Dreesen.
One out here, one on now.
Dan Dreesen's brother, Will Brewer.
More fire trucks, man. There's something big going on out there. All right, here we go. Quick throw over to, nice play by Ryan. I tell you what, he caught him leaning off of there, and if he'd have waited just a split second longer, he might have snagged him there. Ross Weigel, your batter. He had a base hit in the first. McKibben on deck. There goes the runner. Garrett comes up, fires, and he's got him dead meat this time. Absolute missile out of Garrett Fowler's hand down to Kobe Wendell, and that's going to go down as a absolute whooping right there. 2-4, out number two, and now bases are cleared, and Weigel at the plate. First pitch was in there outside for a ball. That was in the dirt for ball two. Here comes the pitch. Swung in a high one right there. High cheese. Missed it. It's going to be two balls and a strike with two outs. Renfro's done a nice job, Bobby, since he's come into this ballgame for the Indians. He hasn't allowed any runs. That one's hit pretty hard, and nobody's going to get to that gapper right there. That's going to be about a two-hopper off the fence. Friggin' with the ball. He goes out, and he fires into Riley Post as a cutoff man. That's going to be a stand-up double with two outs here for Ross Weigel. No troubles. Let's get the out here, and that's going to be Zach McKibben. Zach popped up to the shortstop last time up. Fifth hit of the ball game for the Cavaliers. Nice little pitch right there by Ryan Post, taken outside for ball one. Runner at second. Two outs here, bottom of the third. 5-0 ball game in favor of the Coldwater Cavaliers. They picked up a five spotter in the first inning. Here's a quick pickoff play over to Kobe. Runner back in time. Kibben digs back in at the box. Here comes the pitch. Taken just a little bit outside for ball two.
Another fire cutter. This is unbelievable.
My dude.
Dying Inferno. Remember the movie?
Mm-hmm. Something big going on.
Gene Hackman.
That one's in the dirt. Ball three.
Ernest Borgnine.
I got to tell you, I'm not sure I want to walk this kid and go to the number one leadoff man and Reithman. But it's 3-0. I mean, I understand sometimes you got a runner at second, you can get the force out, try to do the old unintentional, intentional. He's looking all the way on that one. McKibben was watching that one come in, and it comes in right down Broadway for a strike. 3-1 one count. Pushed it back on the rubber. Looks down at second. And he comes home. It's going to be ball four.
Come on, Posty. Come on, kid.
So base on balls to the number nine hitter, McKibben. Come through runners at first and second, and we roll back to the top here with Austin Reithman. Reithman walked his first time up and then flew out to Ricky Martin in center field. And he's needed out bad right here. Trailing by five. Bottom of the third. There's an off-speeder right there, and that's going to come across the plate just a little bit high for ball one. Here comes the 1-0 fastball, and that's going to be low and away for ball two. Come on, Ryan, get back into this. Find the control. Find your spots. That is hit hard, Bobby. That's hit going to left field, and that is bye-bye.
You called it. That was a no-doubter.
Well, it was a 2-0 pitch, and Ryan had no choice but to throw it across the middle of the plate. And just that quick, it is an 8-0 ball game. Wind blowing straight out left, and I think that was going no matter what, Mom.
Yep. Yep, that baby was a rocket.
So a round tripper by Austin Reithman. Scores three. Clears the bases, obviously. And the number two hitter, Blessing Game, comes to the plate.
Well, let's get out of here. No more damage. You got to keep battling, right, Luke?
Well, that's all we can do. You know, we got two up, two down, and then Weigel with that double, and there's a ground ball up the middle, and that's going to be a nice play by Riley Post. He comes up, fires over to Ian, and that was the best play of the game right there, folks. Riley Post with an all-out stretch-out, knocks that ball down and comes up and fires over to first base to get Bison Game just in time. But in the inning, they pick up three more runs, more damage is done, and now the Indians find themselves, after three complete, down 8-0.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoak from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
All right, new pitcher on the mound, looks like, Bobby. It looks like we're going to have Ross Weigel out there on the mound taking over for Lenny.
Copy. WSN is doing a game, and what's the groovy boy out here holding the camera?
Kurt.
Kurt Groovy is out here, and he works for them guys, and his brother is works for the Durham Bulls.
Yeah, that's cool.
And that is really cool, and congratulations to the groovy boys. Good kids, man. Come from a good family, and just real, really personality. Their personalities are tremendous and easy to root for kids like that.
Absolutely. I seen down there on the first base line up in the stands there running the camera. And pretty dang cool.
Yep. Last night in Division 4, you talk about a division that is wide open. First of all, Monday night, Fort Laramie gets beat by Rushi 1-0.
Number one team in the state.
Number one team in the state. And then last night, Minster just absolutely puts the old whipping on the number one team, say Lincoln View Card, number two team, Lincoln View Cardinals, or Lincoln View Lancers, 14-1 at yeah, Coldwater. And then,
that's amazing. There's a hard hit ball over to second baseman, by, and that's going to be an out. So Cody Wendell with a hard hit ball to second baseman, and he comes up with it, and that's going to be 4-3 in the books for out number one. That's going to bring Ryan Post to the plate.
And then in the second game, Minster, New Bremen beats St. Henry 4-2, and that sets up the Auglaize County sectional final. Minster and Bremen, and that'll be a good one. And
Ryan swings at that one, pops it up, and looks like it's going to be boom right on top of the old press box, I'd say, huh?
Nice crowd on hand here, District.
Yep, quite a few purple, quite a few orange out there.
It's kind of a shame that they got to start 2 o'clock because they ain't getting lights.
I get that.
Yeah? You with me on that? Or?
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
But they've had districts here since...
Long time, huh?
Yeah.
No balls, 2 strikes. 23 runs as well. The Ryan Post. Posty grounded into a tailor-made double play in the first inning to end the inning. That one's pulled down the line, Bobby. This is going to be extra bases. Ryan's going to round first, and he's going to head to second. He better get on his horses because he's got his head first, dives in there, throw a little bit off, and that's going to be a one-out double for Ryan Post.
He's a hitter, man.
Yes, he can flat-out hit.
Boy, we could have used one in the first time.
No kidding. Ain't that the truth.
Going in, drag man here.
So now we got a runner in scoring position, and our number four hitter, Ian Humman, at the plate. Fourth hit of the game now for the Indians.
Come on, one
team steps in there. He's been hitting the ball all year for the Indians, hitting it hard. Good eye right there, taking that one low and away. Ain't nothing lead for the Cavaliers. Indians is looking to punch that scoreboard here this inning. Top of the fourth inning. We need a couple. We need a couple.
Well, 16.
Come on here. Come on, 1-6. Here comes the pitch. That was taken a little bit outside. Now it's 3-0.
The wind ain't letting up, is it?
Nope. The wind's still strong. The old flag's just straight out there in right field, blowing straight towards left field. It's going to be ball four. So Ian up there, he was looking all the way on that one. You're down 8 runs. You got to get on and take them any way you can. So now, for the base on balls, we got 2 guys on and Joe Homan coming to the plate.
Joe could put a charger in one here.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Could be a game changer right here if we can get a hold of one. That pitch taken up the knees outside for ball one. Looks like a good pitch for him up here from our angle, but height-wise good. It must have been a little wide. That one jammed, pops him up, and that's going to probably be out of play. The first baseman going hard, makes a heck of a try at that ball, Bobby.
Are you kidding me?
I didn't think he had a chance at heck getting over there, and he dove, and I mean it went off the tip of his glove if he'd caught that ball.
He looked like a young pudge. He looked like a young pudge going after that one. That was a heck of an effort.
One ball, one strike, one away here. Runner at second. Ryan Post down at second. Ian at first.
1-1 pitch on the way to home. That's a foul.
That's going to be a foul ball.
Good job by the catcher picking that up. That might have went back in the fair.
Actually, it was kind of sneaking that way. Yeah. It was one that kind of went off a goofy hopper right at the plate, and it rolled over in the grass, and then it spun back in the dirt, and it was headed back to fair territory, and that would have definitely been a base hit because there was no chance they were going to get him thrown out. So Joe finds himself in a little bit of a hole here, down. 1-2.
1-2-1.
Got a battle here. Just got a battle. Comes a 1-2. It's a curveball and it's popped straight up in the air. Looks like it's over towards the... Yeah. Oh, the wind blew that thing back 10 feet. How about that? First baseman comes in and he makes the play on him anyway. So out number two. And Garrett Fowler's going to step into the plate. Garrett with a double in the second inning. I'd like to see him rip a double right here too, Bob. Come on, Indians. Give me a little something to get fired up about. Boy, that was the one pitch he couldn't lay off. It was right there about chest high and a little break on it. Garrett swings through it, finds himself in the hole, no balls and a strike. Two outs here, top of the fourth inning, Indians trail, 8-0. Good curve, a breaking ball. Garrett gets a piece of that one, fouls it back to the screen. Come on, Indians. Need to get one on the old scoreboard here. Good eye by Garrett taking that one outside.
Come on, Garrett. Get us on the board here. Get.
1-2. 2 away here in the top of the fourth. We'll come to Garrett Fowler. Comes a pitch. Swung on him, yes. Nice curveball right there. And that's going to do us for the top of the fourth inning. Indians pick up a hit. We get a couple runners on, and we got nothing to show for it. So we're through 3.5 in the books. Indians trail, 8-0.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
All right, we're back to the bottom of the fourth inning. Cavaliers are going to come up to the plate. They're going to be facing a new pitcher. The senior Cody Schinnenberry going to take the old bump here for the Indians. And he's going to be facing Jacob Whiting, Noah Miller, and Jake Himmelgarn, first three batters here for the Cavaliers. I'll tell you what, Cody come in and he pitched early in the year for us, Bobby, and he was impressive and picked up a couple of nice wins for the Tribe early in this year. And then we saw him getting a little bit sloppy with his control and he started a couple games and just couldn't get through them so good. So we'll see. Once it's been a little while since he's been on the mound, at least I haven't seen him on the mound here for quite a while, and I'm anxious to see what he's got.
Cody's had a good year for Coach Calvin being a senior.
And he'll be pitch as well here.
We talked at length about this kid and how, at the beginning of the year, we didn't have any pitchers and we had kids with arms hurt. And he said, give me the ball, coach.
Yeah, I don't give her
a try. And he did the same thing last year with Garrett Fowler being hurt and catching. So.
Yeah, he went by. He was a backstop. That's exactly right. First pitch in there to Jacob Wing is going to be a little bit outside for a ball. Walked in, scored some base in the second, was third. That one's going to be swung on and popped up out towards Regan Martin in center field. Regan makes a nice play out there. It's going to be one up and one down. So Don Miller coming to the plate with Jake Himmelgarn on deck. Miller had a base hit in the first inning, drove in a run, and then he popped up to the shortstop.
See that B?
Was he big?
Oh my God.
I'll save you, my friend. You'll be alright.
I thought it was one of those things that you control.
Drone?
Drone. That's how big it was.
That was popped up out towards center field. Looks like Regan Martin's heading over, and the left fielder's going over, and there's going to be a collision, but I think Regan Martin came up with that ball, and he did. He did a little talking out there in the outfield, boys. That wind's blowing pretty hard. Regan come over, and he made the play. So two up, two down, two fly balls out to center field. And that's going to bring Jake Himmelgarn to the plate. Shows a bunt. Pulls back, so he takes that. And that's going to be a strike. Two outs here. Bottom of the fourth inning. Indians trail by a bunch. That one's in the dirt, and that's going to be a ball. Could he coming out here, getting the ball here in the bottom of the fourth inning, and doing pretty good so far. Got a couple flyouts. That was taken a little high. Two balls and a strike.
Two balls, one strike, two outs.
That one's taking a little high and outside. Now it's 3-1.
CP, they're partying tonight? You guys done?
For what?
School. You guys all done?
Seniors are.
Yeah.
You guys doing parties? I mean, anything going on?
That one's popped up. Looks like Ian Holmes is going to have a beat on him. He comes over. He does make the play. Three up, three down. Nice job by Cody Shinneberry. And we're through four in the books. Coldwater, 8. Indians, 0. The Hall of Famer, Bobby Sogler, a taker over here in the fifth.
You got it covered.
Nana.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Alpha Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are complete. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Train air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
All right, 7-8-9, Shinneberry Shane and Regan Martin. Indians top of the fifth. Shinneberry, the first batter here. He grounded out first time up. First pitch, ground ball, second base. Second baseman up, fires it over. One up, one down. And the Indians top of the fifth inning. Here's Owen Shane.
I believe we got Cole Greasy coming
Cole
in, buddy.
Pinch hit. Greasy. Get Cole Greasy. Foul at the plate, 0-1. Regan Martin on deck. 8-0 Cavaliers. District baseball here leading the Indians. Winner moves on to play at noon on Saturday against the Liberty Benton. Liberty Benton and
who? Follow Glendorf.
OG. There you go.
Come on, Cole, get on here one time.
1-1 pitch. That's low. Two balls and a strike. We wouldn't be able to do all this, folks, and give you Indian baseball throughout the year without these wonderful sponsors we have on Fort Curry Radio. First grounded at the plate again. And these guys all make it possible. And without them, you know what? We couldn't do it. And it's Hall Brothers and Fowler Mechanical and the Fort Camp Excavating. You know, Hall Brothers has been a longtime supporter of Indians schools and everything involved. Fowler Mechanical, Chad's a champ. God love him. Fort Camp Excavating, Susie and Brian. There's a base hit right field. Nice piece of hit. Cole Greasy. Indians' fifth base hit belongs to Cole Greasy here in the top of the fifth inning. K&L Tractors, of course, Homan and Kenny, them guys are champs. Performance Physical. Come out there. You ever have to go out there for anything? You ever stretch out or anything? Work on your knee or you good shape?
I have not. That's the lady from Kohler, too. She got one over there, right?
Yeah. Here? Yeah. Yep.
Oh, get to the first.
Pharmacy, you ever get up there?
No, man.
Every once in a while. Cooper Farms. Miracle Ange place to dump, but I kind of like them two guys that run it. Hastings Auto Sales. That guy's an idiot. Fort Recovery Insurance. A longtime supporter of Fort Recovery. B&D Contracting. I ain't figured them guys out yet. And Recent Air Energy. Just a few folks, and they make it possible to bring us Indian baseball throughout the year.
We thank them to the all the way to the bank, you know?
Absolutely.
God love them.
We got a trash can over there. What would you
do? Yeah.
It's kind of disgusting. Don't look at it.
Right. Ooh. Why'd I grab it like that?
Reagan had a base hit first time up. Cole over at first, short lead. And his knee hits. That's tall. Ball four.
Right.
Two on. Ain't allowed to clap up here. Yep, read the green sign.
Yeah, that was CP, press box protocol.
Top of the order now. It's Riley Post. Riley 0-for-2 has popped out to first base both times and has not left the batter's box. Be nice to get a base hit here. Two on, one out. Rally Post, all MAC for the Indians this year. Riley made a dandy of a play at shortstop.
Yes, he did.
And last hit. That's ball inside. He'll be on deck. Indians might get a couple runs chip away here. That's in the dirt, 2-0. Nobody warming up in the Cavs bullpen.
Not yet, but I got a feeling it won't be long.
Riley waves that bat around, and the 2-0 pitch. There's a strike at the knees. 2-1.
Just as fast as you say that, number 22 heading out in the old...
Dan Driesen.
Dan Driesen coming up again.
Dan Driesen heading over Brewing.
Well, Brewing.
Going out and warm up. There's a ground ball slowly hit the third.
Come on, run hard.
Everybody's going to be safe. I think you about got to give an infield single there.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I'm going to leave it up to you. But
no, I think that's a base hit. I'm not sure he threw him out if he just scooped it cleanly and fired.
Wheels, so. Indians now with bases loaded and one out here. And it's Kobe Wendell and Ryan Post. They mark an error.
We're giving him a hit. Base hit in our book, boys.
Of course, we're kind of homers.
And this work every radio, you know?
Yep. Coffer going on at the mound. Harley's talking to his team. I don't think that's Harley. I think that's the
assistant coach coming out.
You know who their assistant coach? Corey Clinkey. That's right. Played golf with Corey on Sunday. More sirens. Okay, that's different. Where are we at?
Detroit.
All of Detroit people hate you, right?
Detroit, big city, a lot of outsiders. Say the same thing. I was in New York City one weekend. One time in my life, never go back.
Out?
Never go back.
My wife and kids are going Wednesday.
Well, you tell her ask her when she gets home how many minutes on her trip that she did not hear a siren.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever... Nonstop sirens.
No balls in a strike. 8-0 score. One out. Bases loaded. Indians need some hits right here. Get right back in it.
Strike two on the corner.
Kobe didn't agree with that one. Gonna give you a little head bob. 0-2. Come on, Kobe.
Time called. I'm not gonna lie to you. We had these buffalo wings way back at Franklin Monroe. They're still hot.
Yep. The ranchers are soggy. I threw them out.
Grandpa. Oh, the pitch. Everybody's going to be safe. Oh, hope he's all right.
Yeah, he took that baby off. I don't think it hit his glove. I think it might have hit his arm, but.
Yeah, that's a base hit for Kobe, and the run scores, and we're going to check on the pitch. That come hot shot right up the middle. Harley's coming out to check on his pitcher. Boy, Calvin, he's lucky that didn't.
We could hear it through our headphones, actually, and I don't think it was any leather. We're going to take him right out.
Yeah, I don't believe him. Get him out of there. So the Indians with the second hit of the inning. They also score their first run of the game, make it 8-1. Good job, Kobe, with his second hit. The Indians with them loaded, and their best hitter, Ryan Post, up. We're going to take a break. Pitching change.
Two up here, okay? Two.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of recommended vaccines to protect against shingles, pneumonia, whooping cough, tetanus, seasonal influenza, and more. With our comprehensive immunization program, Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe and healthy from many vaccine-preventable diseases. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern in Union City, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314 for more information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
All right, the new pitcher on the mound for the Cavaliers is Will Brohring. Will's a junior for Coach Hardeman. He comes in a tough spot. Bases loaded, a run in, and one out. And the number three hitter, Ryan Post, to the plate. Post, he doubled his last time up to deep right field. Indians would love to see that now and make that scoreboard change a little bit.
Absolutely.
8-1. Come on, Posty.
I got to send out an SOS to the boss man. I need some water up here with these buffalo. I'm dehydrating. Spence, if you're out there, you're close to the old possession stand. We need some H2O.
First pitch is a strike. Gets a sign from his catcher. Popped him up. The infield fly rule is called. And there's two outs. Oh, boy, he was so antsy there. Mm-hmm. Wasn't he?
He wanted to hit that baby to the moon.
So here's Ian Holman. Ian walked and grounded out. But we don't leave him loaded, boys.
No way. Big hit right here by our junior first baseman.
I'm calling it. He gets a base hit here. You want
to feel good?
Yep. I'm calling hit for 1-6. That ball's outside. Ball one. Come on, 16. Come on, kid. There's a flare to second base. And he's got, in the inning, a run. Three base hits. They leave them loaded. And after 4.5, Cavaliers 8, Indians 1.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolt that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL.
My name is Bob Stoglin, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at CooperFarms.com.
That one right there was one of the best commercials ever played.
Barney, you got to change that because you've been, that's a three-year-old commercial. You've been there now.
We don't have any CDL drivers anymore.
We don't have any CDL drivers.
Here we go, folks. Indian Trail 8-1, bottom of the fifth. It's thrilling. It's boring. And it is Weigel. Thrilling's been up twice and hit two lasers.
Mm-hmm.
Doubled in the left center field. Then he flew out. Regan Martin chased down about the same spot. Thrilling is one heck of an athlete. He was a tremendous basketball player this year for the Cavs. Literally carried that team, him and Brinsey, there in the tournament. It was funny, I had a graduation a couple weeks ago, and Coach Fish was out there, and I talked to him for quite a bit, and he said, this kid's just a great kid. And of course, he's got Fort Recovery, another ground ball shortstop, Riley Post. Gets it, fires it across. Got him on a bang banger.
Nice stretch by Ian Homan down to first base, Bob.
Good job, bud. There's one out now, and here's Will Broning. His mom was a wolf, right?
Yep, wolf.
About our age, little.
Yeah, she is a
couple years old.
Steve was in my class. Steve Wolf was in my class, and I think
Steve
that's
Wolf. I don't remember Steve.
Skinner? I call him Skinner.
Oh, yeah, good-looking kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wonder where he's at now.
Down around Cincinnati, I think. Northern Kentucky.
Now, their older brother, he comes to games now.
Sure. Yeah, and then there's there was a Chuck, right?
Chuck Wolf.
Yes, I think. And then obviously Big John, the old mayor.
The mayor, Wolf. There's a laser heads up down there, Harley. That noise was Liberty Benton's bus. Liberty Benton's bus. Good job.
Creepy.
A special, I'm telling you.
He picked out.
He did. He ain't gonna fool us, but
would have been better if we'd been kept guessing.
The ball just misses.
Neil declared me as the door person.
Neil declared you as the what?
Door person, did he? The door doesn't close unless you mess with it.
Hey.
So I'm in charge of messing with it.
You're the man.
3-1 is a fly ball right at Regan Martin. He moves about three steps, and he's got it. F8, if you're scoring at home. Cody Shinneberry's pitched to five batters, and they've all been retired. Four fly outs and a ground out.
Regan's got a lot of
Michael.
Regan's got a lot of assists out there. He's got a lot of put outs.
Ross is 2-for-2. He's got an RBI. He's got a score to run. Zach McKibben on deck. There's a flare right over the second baseman's glove. I think he could have got that. He got a late jump off of it, and he come in, and I think if you ask Brian Post, he said, I should have had that one. But it's a base hit. That's three hits for Russ Weigel. 4-for-8. And number 4 is Nick Asaski. We don't have any number 4. So,
Dillinger.
Dillinger. John Dillinger.
Freshman.
Reese Dillinger. Reese Dillinger. That ball is outside. Reese, a freshman?
Yes, he is.
That ball's low. 2-0. That Sandy Field, Elida, Ohio. Elida's got some nice facilities up here.
Oh, a beautiful school.
And they got the old Elida Fieldhouse, which is one of the best places to watch a basketball game. High school handball game.
Unbelievable games in there.
Yeah, I'm going to love that place.
That's outside 3-0.
Oh, that's a strike.
Take me out.
Boy, back in the day when our girls was playing here in them district championships.
Kalida.
Yeah, playing against Kalida. I walked out of there so mad so many times.
Remember that time, Neffy? Fouled back. That could hit that. Could get me.
I tell you what, then we finally beat them that one year. How fun was that?
Two outs. Bottom of the fifth inning, 8-1 Cavaliers. And the pitch. Just misses, full count.
Could he want that call there?
Yeah, he did. I don't think it's going to do good staring at the umpire. Probably don't count. Don't know, Benny. And the pitch, ball four. 2-1 now. And it's back to the top of the order.
That's exactly what happened just last time.
Yeah, he hits one out now. This game's over.
Yes, sir.
Here's Reisman. He is walked, scored a run, fly ball to center field, and a 3-run big fly his last time up.
That's exactly what happened. We let the 8-9 guy on and rolled top, and he hit one to the moon.
He hit that. I think it just landed in Ada.
Still going.
Yep. What is out there? Ada would be good, right? To the east, I'd say Ada, I-75, out there.
75 ain't that far, is it?
Yeah, I mean, what's it?
What do you call not that far? 5 miles?
As a crow flies, I'd say it's probably less.
Less than that, yeah.
Fine call. That ball was in the dirt. Garrett's going to go out and talk to his right-hander. And keep his composure here, big fella. Hang in there. Austin Reisman, the catcher. Miles Blasing game on deck. 3-1 Scotty Harrison. Fly ball three deep to Big Mark back in the third. Number two. And the pitch. Got it. Strike. One ball. One strike. Two outs.
Look at bat here.
Bob's you know, ball eight count.
Cannot give him any more.
Without a doubt.
We're down to two chances.
Bringing you Indian baseball. We've done it all year. Uh-oh. Copy. Look at it. It's gone. And that is gone, and that is the ball game. I couldn't see it. They got it up in the jet stream, and it's a 3-run walk-off.
Yep, it's a bomb.
And the Coldwater Cavaliers defeat the Fort Recovery Indians 11-1. Austin Reisman with 2 3-run homers. And that is the ball game. Coldwater wins it 11-1. We will be right back to recap this game right after this.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
It's time for supper and you don't have time to cook. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them make it for you. Let everybody choose from their great pizza, wings, subs, sandwiches, and fried goodies, then just drive through and pick it up. And don't forget about their pizza and wing buffet with salad bar on Fridays at lunch. Call them now to reserve lanes for your birthday parties and ask about their special bowling packages. Miracle Lanes, open Wednesday through Sunday. Your first choice for food and fun. Call them at 375-4274.
All right, we're back here up in the press box in a final. The Coldwater Cavaliers 11, the Fort Recovery Indians 1. Copy in a game that, you know, we talked about getting off to a good start, and it didn't really happen.
For him at 3-2 and or had 2-2 pitch, and he thought he struck him out and didn't get the call and went to 3-2 and ended up walking him. Brings up the leadoff man who was feeling pretty good with the old bat and just got a good pitch in there, and he drove that bad boy over the left field wall for 6 RBIs and
That's what we do. Yep. So for the Indians, I'm going to go over a couple quick stats here. For the Indians, we had one run. We had six hits. We stranded five on the bases. We only struck out one time in the ball game. We had a couple of errors, gave them a couple of runs. For the Cavaliers, they had 11 runs. They only had eight hits. Our base on balls killed us early in the game, and a lot of them come around to score. They only stranded three base runners. They struck out zero times, and they had zero errors. They played a typical Coldwater baseball game. You know, they never did play a little ball. They didn't have to because they had five runs in the first inning, and things just went their way from the get-go. And hats off to them, and good luck to the Coldwater Cavaliers as they take on the next game here. The Liberty Benton and Ottawa Glendorf, they'll play the winners Saturday at noon. For the Indians, they finished the season at 12-13. And honestly, after we lost nine seniors last year and we come back with a young group of kids, I'm not disappointed with the 12-13 campaign. I'm quite sure they are. I think that they felt like they could have won maybe a couple of more ball games. I think Coach Kopp's out there talking to his team right now down the left field line, and congratulations to the Indians on a nice baseball team. They started out 4-0 in the MAC and then had a little skid in there and came back and fought, and good for them. So
we say goodbye to senior Cody Schinneberg. Cody is the lone senior on this Indian team and just a good kid, and we've enjoyed watching him play for 4 years, and Indians got some work to do in the offseason, and I know Acme ball starts right up, and I'm sure a lot of kids are playing Acme, playing some Legion ball, and the Indians are young, and they got
very
a lot of good players coming back.
We've got some talent that's going to come back, Bob.
That's right.
You know, it's up to them how much they want to work at this program and how much they want to work on this game, but there's certainly some skills in that group of kids out there, and they can make it awful fun to watch.
That's right. We want to make sure that we thank Fort Carrier. Wants to thank all the loyal listeners for following Indians baseball this season on Fort Carrier Radio. Thanks for listening to live and also in the archives. And we ask that you support our sponsors, and it's nothing like buying local, Calpy.
That's exactly right.
And it's Hall Brothers and Fowler Mechanical and Fort Camp Excavating, Brian and Suze does a great job out there, and Todd Homan and Kenny over there at K&L, and Tin Cupboard, great sponsor of Indian baseball here. We make sure you get up there and best grilled cheese around.
Absolutely.
Can't beat it. Performance Physical Therapy, they're out there at the Industrial Park there, right?
Yeah, that's the brewing lady.
Yeah. Well, thank her for sponsoring. Cal Pharmacy, always Indian sponsor. Cooper Farms, who does, they'll sponsor anything. It's Food for Recovery and Miracle Lanes.
Great sponsors of anything and everything.
Jared and Corey, great guys over there at Miracle Lanes. Hastings All Sale, Big Fee, Fort Recovery Insurance, them guys are awesome. B&D Contracting, my good friend here sitting beside me, and once again, he does a great job bringing Indian baseball and Reisner Energy, and we want to thank all them guys for making it possible. And thank you for listening for the final time in 2019. We thank you for listening, and once again, the Indians fall to the Cavaliers 11-1.
regular programming. And thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.